Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on Christmas Eve. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was an alpine.
I mean, really weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. We're so close to the day. It's almost here. And that means that across this great state of ours, ovens, smokers, grills fired up for the Christmas dinner and for beef. I hope you've had a tremendous holiday season, and I hope that your Christmas day is the best it can possibly be. And to do that, you better be eating beef. Beef! It's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the Merino White merchandise that you are looking for. I'm going to just have to be the one that tells you this, but if you're listening to this right now and you haven't done your Christmas shopping, you're late. I can't get it shipped to you today. I can't pull the strings for you on that one. But I will tell you that next week, College Corner, more than happy to give you a late Christmas gift. So check them out, collegecornerstore.com, where there are two locations in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Baseball season is getting here. It's time to start getting that M over S gear. First month of the season, you might want to get a hoodie or a pullover, but those polos and T-shirts are there as well at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to provide a level of service you can only get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Merry Christmas, Robbie Falk.
Yes. Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. I got my Santa hat ready for today's Sports Talk Mississippi. All right. Well,
you're gonna need to be jolly on Sports Talk Mississippi after the festivities of the last week. And I'll be on there for I think four shows over next week.
Are you on Friday of this week?
Yes, I'm on Friday, then I believe Monday through Wednesday.
Okay, and then, yeah, they're off on Thursday for New Year's Day, and then I'm back on Friday the 2nd. So this is my last day of work. We will have Thunder and Lightning podcast, though, next week, so you don't have to worry about missing out on us altogether. Our gift to you is the gift of the rumblings. The rumblings is brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. So it's kind of funny. The guys at Paul Davis reached out. They're like, hey, since it's going to be getting cold, would you mind doing tailing your read to talk about if your pipes burst? It's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, I think we might have to wait till, late January, February.
So if you have heat damage, maybe you could call Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you are in Starkville, if you are in the Golden Triangle area, or if you are in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in. Don't have a ton of questions today, but that's fine. Sidelines Hail State. You can give one gift to Zach Selman, one gift to a current coach, one gift to a current player, and one gift to the fans. What gifts are you giving to each? Merry Christmas, guys. Appreciate the daily shows and laughs. What are we going to give Zach Selman for Christmas?
I'm going to give him a lot more money to spend on facilities and NIL
A
and coaches.
billion dollars.
If I had the ability to give him more money to push out to the athletic department, that's probably what I would do.
Fair enough.
I apologize, Zach. I'm not worried about your sleep. I'm not worried about, if you got enough food from day to day. I imagine that you could get that. I'm worried about what you're going to do for Mississippi State Athletics.
Yeah, no offense.
Very selfish, but
It's business. It's not personal.
we got to get football fixed over here first before we start giving Zach Selman the fruits of his labor, I
Yeah,
guess.
I agree. All right, what do we get? What current
Now, he
coach are
deserves
you?
some coffee, though. He's done a really good job. He deserves some Strangebury coffee.
You can have coffee. That's fine.
Yeah.
What current coach are we giving a gift to? Lebby?
Does he need a gift?
You know what I'm giving
He
Lebby?
needs a.
I'm giving him a set of walkie-talkies. One, he's going to
Okay.
have one, and I'm going to have the other. And I want you to hit me up every now and then during the game. You're like,
Oh,
it's
you're
four.
going to give him
Yeah,
advice.
it's fourth and two on your own 27. That's when you hit the hey Dad, what you, let's punt. Punt it away. Make sure he angles it. You know, stuff like that. I'm here
And the
for
other
it.
fourth and two is just going to be Kamario Taylor, just let him run the
Well, yeah, but
ball.
from your own 27, let's just punt the football. So,
Yeah.
all right, what player? I'm giving Kamario Taylor the best left tackle in the portal.
Yes, if you can find someone that's going to be able to lock down the line of scrimmage on the left side, yes, that would be a great gift for Kamario.
And then for the fans, what are we giving ourselves?
A bowl win.
A bowl win. We'll, you know what? We'll take that. We won't even be greedy.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously,
We'll
if we could multiply that into the best players you could get out of the transfer portal, that'd be great too.
There you go. JB Holloway, number one, can I get a Gentile polo as soon as Robbie gets his? I did not get my Gentile package last week. Richard let me down on that one. And I won't see Richard again until next year. So, going to be honest.
Darn.
So, but that gives him
Just
more
slipped through
time
his
to.
mind, I bet.
You know, he had other things on his mind, like not working, like getting extra days off. But you can get your own Gentile polo anytime you want, JB Holloway. Just go to genteelapparel.com.
That was very nice of him to say he was going to wait until
He was going to
after
wait
I
for
got
you.
mine. That was super
JB's
nice.
going to have to buy one, though. You don't have to buy one.
Maybe I might have to buy some.
How soon do you think conference championship games disappear in regard to teams being kept out due to an extra loss and playing in one? Thanks for you guys. Thank you guys for the pod and all you do. Thank you for listening, JB. If Alabama had been kept out, there would have been a real discussion about they can't continue. But as it is, they're probably still okay for another year.
Yeah, I think eventually these games are just not going to be very important. I
Well,
didn't feel like this one this year, like the SEC Championship just did not feel that important to me.
it's
I
good.
knew they were going to put Alabama in.
They're going to change it, Robbie, to instead of an SEC Championship game, it's going to become the SEC play-in game, and it's going to be
Yeah.
like Vanderbilt and Texas would have played this year, and the winner would have been guaranteed a playoff spot, something like that.
Can I say I'm just not on board with the automatic qualifier thing,
It
like
should just be the top teams.
I think I might even go to 16. I know
Yeah.
people don't like that. I might go to 16 and just say we're going to do the top 16 teams. And if that happens to be a group of five team one year, great. And then the other teams that don't make it, like the group of five teams, they play for their own championship. They play for like a
I would be down
Division
for that.
two NCAA champ,
Yeah, call it whatever you
FBS
want. Yeah.
championship.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you just, I would much rather see just the best teams. I mean, there's going to be people on the outside of that that people can complain about. But for the most part, you're going to have the best like 10 teams at least in that. And that way, we do away with the guaranteed three touchdown wins in the first round. There's going to be some blowouts or whatever, but I just don't think that the comp, like, let's just. We're going to have this many teams from the SEC, this many from the Big Ten, this many from the Big 12, whatever. I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Just like because some years, like I think the ACC will they will have some teams eventually that are really good. This year and last year, they did not. The ACC was garbage. But it's not going to be like that every year. And the SEC is not going to have the best two or three teams every year. And the Big Ten, things like that. So just get the best teams in there and let's roll with it.
I'm with you. Sean Brown wants us to rank these top tier 80s toys. So this is probably more me than you. Well, some of this is 90s. Nintendo is a 90s toy. Like when I think of Nintendo, it came out like 90, 91. But
Yeah,
yeah,
Nintendo's a 90s toy.
Transformers, G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, Nintendo, and Rubik's Cube. Also, he says, Robbie, I hope you got your one day of peace. Did you get it? No,
No, I did not.
he did not.
Did not. And well, first of all, I mean, no offense to Sean, but he kind of started it. But
Did
it
you play?
wasn't all. It was like I made that tweet yesterday about the assistant wide receivers coach, and Sean thought of that as a shot at Mississippi State for not having a wide receivers coach. It was not, but I'm not upset, Sean. You weren't the reason I didn't get my day of peace. I had two Christmases yesterday, and it was so stressful. And then I had some kind of food poisoning or something last night. It was just a
Oh,
complete disaster.
well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, but anyway, proceed.
All right. Rubik's Cube is last. I have never solved a Rubik's Cube in my life and probably never will.
No.
And so Nintendo is not an 80s toy. It's a 90s toy. It's out of the discussion here. So I'm going to go G.I. Joe 1, Transformers 2, Masters of the Universe 3. However, my favorite 80s toy didn't seem to make the cut. The Superpowers, which was all the DC heroes, the Batman, Superman, Hall of Justice, Batmobile. That's what Brian Haydad wanted to wake up to on Christmas morning. The Christmas morning where Santa Claus brought the Hall of Justice is maybe number one all time for me.
Yeah, no, I was in that mode too. It was a little different. I collected wrestling action figures and Power Rangers and Batman and things like that. I had the Power Rangers where you press the button and they flip from Power Ranger to like regular person or whatever. I think there was some Batman action figures like that where you could change Batman to Bruce Wayne. Those were always great toys, but yeah, I actually had a Batmobile tent. That was a really fun Christmas present I got one year. It was a tent, and it's just the Batmobile. You set it up and you go lay in the tent and sleep or whatever, hang out. Yeah, that
Pretty
was pretty
cool.
cool.
Pretty cool. Ghost, I'm sorry, our buddy Steve Mormon. What series has the greatest supporting actor ever? For me, it's Seinfeld with Newman and Frank Costanza. And no, I count Kramer as a main character. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you as well, Steve. This is an easy answer, Robbie. Easy. It's The Sopranos. Syl, Paulie,
Paulie, you
Chrissy,
want it?
all of those guys. That,
Yeah.
come on, man. And then you get into like the next layer, the next tier of Johnny Sack and Carmine and Phil Leotard and the rest.
Very deep.
It's deep. It's the Sopranos to me.
Seinfeld is pretty good,
It's
though.
good. It's good. No doubt. Chris asked, does signing a major social media influencer help or hurt a team, i.e., Ava Nucci for the soccer team? So I didn't know who this person was, but I looked her up. She has 655,000 followers on Instagram.
Sure.
Attractive young lady appears to be. I can say that because she appears to be transferring in from a different college. So it's not like I'm talking about a 17-year-old girl here, which I was concerned about for a second. I was looking at it, I was like, is this girl in high school? She better not be in high school. She's not. She
Yeah.
appears to not be.
Yeah, we're kind of blurring the lines now. I don't like it.
So USM had
See
a
this.
girl like that last year. They signed a girl from Brazil who had a big social media following. And obviously, for Mississippi State softball, they had was Briley St. Clair had a large social media following. It's just part of the game nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she's. I don't think it hurts the team.
Nah, I don't see how it could hurt. Yeah.
I don't know much about soccer recruiting, and how good this player is, but yeah, I mean, drawing more attention to your team can't be a bad thing.
Agreed. He also asked if there's any news about the new soccer coach and losing half of this year's starting lineup to Florida. Not that I'm aware. I haven't had a chance to speak to the new soccer coach yet, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of expected Nick Zimmerman was going to take a lot of players. You know,
Yeah.
Mississippi State lost some players last year too. Nick Zimmerman was kind of the guy that recruited all these players, so it obviously is tough. But This guy from Lipscomb, I've done a little bit of research on him. Really good career. You know, he came to Mississippi State this year and beat Mississippi State in the NCAA tournament. They were right there in the hunt against some of the top teams in the country as well. He looks like he's a really good coach. And, you know, I don't know anything about his strategies or anything like that, but seems to be a really solid head coach.
His tactics.
Strategies works just fine. 2 year soccer fan, Brian Haydad giving me
How dare
some.
you?
He's been a soccer fan for 2 years.
That is not true. That is not
Three.
true.
It's actually
Ten.
three.
Ten.
10? Yeah,
11
right.
now. 11. I started before the 2014-15 season. That's when I got into soccer. I've got proof on Twitter. I can prove it.
I don't need any proof.
Okay. The Allegheny Boys tennis program asks, were you ever sad that you didn't get a popular Christmas gift? My dad never got my brothers and me an Atari and a television or anything because we needed to, quote, make our own fun.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's rough. We had a great childhood, but should I sue my parents? They're 81 now. I would sue. I'm sure that you can find a lawyer to take that case.
Damages.
Was there ever something like I was just like, I really want that? I don't remember there ever being something like that for me.
I mean, there were times where when I got a little older, I asked for like a car. Like, of course, I didn't get that. But most of the things I wanted within reason, I got on Christmas, but I did not ever get a Nintendo 64. It was my dad. My dad got a 64. I don't even know if he ever played it. I'm just sitting there like, what? Why?
Your
What?
dad got it.
Yes, we talked about this, I think, last week. My dad got the 64 with like Madden. It was like Madden 2000, I think, and
That's
couple
rough.
other things, like maybe like WWF game. Like, was this meant to be mine? These are things that I want.
Your
Why
dad
did
changed
my
his mind at the last second. It's
they
like,
just like they
no, it's
just
for me.
completely my mom just completely did this right in front of my face. Like, mom, you understand that I'm the person that plays video games in this household, right? But my dad asked for it. My dad has like this young heart, and every now and
He
then
does have a young heart. I agree.
he'll just say like, I want this. Like, he got a Tickle Me Elmo 1 year. Like, when the Tickle Me Elmos are real popular, he's like, I want a Tickle Me Elmo. And I'm
Okay.
like, what? What?
That's okay. You know
Yeah.
what? I'm not gonna say anything.
It's, I mean, it's Big Daddy. I mean,
Yeah, right.
there's nothing you can say about it.
Kivas right. Merry Christmas to you guys and your families. Thank you, Kivas. We appreciate you. What are some of the best wrestling rivalries in your opinion? Well, I'm wearing the shirt of on one of them here. Flair Rhodes is near the
Yeah.
top. Hogan Savage. Hogan Piper. And then flip Hogan around, Hogan Sting. Cena, who would you say is Cena's biggest rival? Orton, Edge. Who would you say?
His biggest rival. It might have been Orton.
Okay, go with that.
He didn't really, I mean, he kind of bounced around. There was not like a guy that was just a
He didn't
constant.
have somebody like, and CM Punk could be that guy. I mean, he didn't have a guy that was like 10 years, you know. Austin and The Rock is going to be one.
Yep. Rocky
Undertaker Kane.
McMahon. I mean, Austin and McMahon.
Yeah, Austin McMahon. Undertaker Kane.
Undertaker Kane.
Yeah, would be on there.
Undertaker Shawn
Undertaker
Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn
Shawn
Michaels
Michaels
Triple
Triple H.
H.
That's got to be on there.
Yep.
Then you have like some tag team rivalries as well, like Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express,
Hardys and the
the
Dudleys.
Hardys, the Dudleys with Edge
Edge
and
and
Christian.
Christian.
That day, so many great ones.
Yep.
It's tough to go through them all. Adam Taylor, the pick at the end of the Florida game was the first time I've ever actually been mad enough at a sporting event to walk outside and cool off before coming back. What player result, college or pro, in any sport resulted in similar anger for you? There are two of them, and they're okay. There's three of them. I'm gonna give
That
you.
one's up there. I did walk outside for that one.
I did not walk outside, and I probably should have. I have three. 97 Egg Bowl. I had to get away from Mississippi State sports for a month. I didn't go to any basketball games for a month. I was just like, I can't do this. This is detrimental to my health. Then stupidly, I got back in. And then there's two Saints games. the NFC divisional round against the 49ers, where they were down, they came all the way back, and then Alex Smith to Vernon Davis to beat the Saints. I mean, that was a really good Saints team.
Oh,
There's
I
three
remember
Saints
that.
rounds that I think about it. There's what we call the meaningless miracle, the stupid thing that happened in Minnesota where we were going to win, and they get this incredible play. And so what happens? Do they go on to win the Super Bowl? No, they lose the next week to Philadelphia. It's a joke.
Yeah.
God completely wasted a miracle on the Minnesota in that situation. So that one drove me nuts. And then, of course, the Rams, the pass interference that wasn't called. That one and the Minnesota one, I didn't speak for like 30 minutes after the game. I just sat there just like the
Yeah.
49ers one. I remember I actually looked at my wife, I was like, I'll be back. And I took a walk around the block. I was heated. I was so mad.
In the middle of the 08 Egg Bowl, I just got in my car and drove.
Buddy, I was stuck. I was in Oxford. I couldn't go anywhere at that one.
Oh boy, that was bad. I just got in my car and drove.
I think I've heard. Go ahead, go ahead.
And then another one where I was just sick for a week was the 04 State Kentucky basketball game.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
For the Steelers, it was Jesse James being called down, going in for a touchdown against New England.
That's a bad one.
That was rough.
I have another basketball one. I forgot. I think I brought it up on the show before, but the Final 4 year in non-conference, State played Arkansas Little Rock. Wim Sanderson was the head coach. Derek Fisher was on that team for
Derek
Arkansas Little
Fisher,
Rock.
yep.
And they beat State on like a last second tip in. And I didn't speak for about 45 minutes. I have never heard the hump that quiet. Everybody was just filing out, looking around at each other, like, what just happened? And like 40 minutes later, I just was like, what the bleep was that? I was so mad. God, I was mad.
We don't have these moments very much anymore because we
Because I
have
don't.
to immediately go into work mode.
Right.
So we have to work and we
You
have
don't
to
have.
get on the podcast and things like that.
And also, you don't have that adrenaline of you've been cheering the whole game. Like we're just sitting there, you know, and you know, maybe internally, but you don't have that
It doesn't
rush
take it out of
of,
you as much.
right. It's just different now.
Plus, we've seen so many of those now, it just doesn't
We're
really
just
matter. I
dead
mean,
inside. Exactly. Jay in Baltimore. Jack Bauer not listed on the top seven pitchers expected to carry the load for the upcoming season. Names mentioned were Val Valinkas, McPherson, Pitzer, Foster, Burns, Stone, and Davis. Number of productive pitchers needed for MSU to make Omaha, who's 8 through 10 on this list. So, yeah, when I talked to Kendall Rogers, he said that Bauer was not on the list that O'Connor gave him as far as guys to keep an eye on this year. Bauer, I think, is going to be very situational, right? You wanted to just let him ease his way into it. You know the talent's there. Probably the same thing with William Kirk, a little bit there as well. But if those seven guys that you just listed, plus one or two more that can just give you an inning here or there, are good, you're going to be just fine.
yeah, I was looking through this just to see who could be some guys that aren't being mentioned. I really like Parker Rhodes, the freshman. Wouldn't shock me if he starts to kind of come along. Just thinking through some more. Like you obviously have some guys in there with high ceilings, like Jack Bauer, like you mentioned, but you don't really need him to be great right now.
Right.
You have enough pieces in there that he could be okay. Brendan Sweeney had a good fall. Big, tall guy from South Carolina, 6'7", 210. Maddox Webb is a guy transferring in from Citadel, is kind of an older guy. I could see him situationally being a good guy. They have so many options. Like they have so many options, and that's the good thing about the pitching staff this year, that they haven't really had much the last couple of years.
They didn't have
They
the
had some
depth.
top end guy. They had starting pitching 2 years ago and just kind of figured it out. Last year was just kind of pieced together.
Really
This
was.
year they have legit guys, like talent wise, that they can throw out in any situation, and it's a very deep staff. So there's some guys we're not really talking about that I think is going to help this team.
Exactly. Let's see here. Willie Dizzle asks, bigger abomination, lab grown meat or sweet cornbread? Dude, I'm not dealing with lab grown meat.
No, I could eat sweet cornbread all the time. It's fine.
If God didn't make it, I'm not going to eat it as far as meat goes.
Yeah.
So,
That sounds very dangerous.
yeah. Andy Losick ranked these culinary staples of a Gen X childhood and named the best brand of each. Bologna sandwich, fish sticks, sticks, fish sticks, beef pot pie, sliced turkey TV dinner, canned ravioli. First off, I've never eaten canned pasta and I never will.
You
But
never had like Chef Boyardee?
no, I never know.
What?
Never have. You got to remember, man, I did, first of all, I didn't eat a lot of tomato sauce stuff when I was a kid. So that was that. But nowadays, I would not
That
eat
was a staple as a child.
it. Well, Boyardee is obviously the best one.
Yes.
Sliced turkey TV dinner. That's,
SpaghettiOs.
yeah, you want Hungry Man for your TV dinners. That's always going to be
Yes.
the best option. Beef pot pie, Marie Callender. I would rather have a turkey or chicken pot pie, though. But Marie Callender is the best one you can get. Fish sticks. All right. Young
Why is
Broadheads.
there such a
The South Park.
emphasis? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You a gay fish? So fish sticks, the number one. Brian Haydad had a brand. He did not eat Gorton's. I did not eat Gorton's. I did not eat oh, what was her name? Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. No. Fisher Boy fish sticks. That's the only kind I ever ate.
I had no clue what the brands were, but.
I'm just telling you, the
What was
best
the
one was,
fish in there? Like
it's like
cod?
pollock or cod or something. It's
Something
just,
very cheap.
yeah, it was super cheap. And then a bologna sandwich, I mean, it's got to be Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer, yeah. My
Right.
sister ate those every day.
If I got to rank these, turkey TV dinner is one, pot pie two, fish sticks three, bologna sandwich four, and then I would never eat canned ravioli, so it's five.
And ravioli is number one for me.
Oh, okay. You go right
Yeah.
ahead.
And then probably the sliced turkey dinner, pot pie, fish sticks, and bologna sandwich.
Okay.
Not a huge bologna sandwich guy.
Cowabunga Capital, we'll answer this one, then we'll go to the break. A few weeks back, Brain. Come on, man. Brain. It's Brian. Let's
Well,
mention that.
he probably had fat fingers.
I have fat fingers. I get people's names right. At least I try. A few weeks back, Brian mentioned there are certain actors in Mississippi high school football advising athletes to leave the state for college. Can you expand on this topic? Who are these actors? How can they be stopped? What needs to change? I mean, we've talked about one of them in the past, and that's what's his, I what's I forget his exact name, but he's Dante Dowdle's stepfather, right?
Lawrence Hopkins.
Yes, that's one. Byron DeVinter was one of those guys back in the day. A little bit. They're one step up from these NIL agents, and
Yeah, they were kind of ahead of
yeah, and
they're
what can be
kind of
done
ahead
to
of the
stop
curve
them?
there.
I don't know. I don't know the answer other than buying them off.
Yeah, I mean it's been around for a long time. I mean,
Yeah.
these guys, they can say what they want, but like I don't know what they do. Like they're not like most of them aren't actual coaches. They don't really have relationships with the players that and they just basically take them to places and get involved. It's very strange,
Yeah.
but hey,
All right. Let's move.
hopefully it's if hopefully a lot of them have good intentions and they're there to help out the kids, but
Seems
it's
unlikely.
sometimes it's a little sketchy.
Right, let's move into the last part of the show and the last show of before Christmas, and that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. If you are doing last minute shopping and you're here in Starkville, swing by Two Brothers and grab a Two Brothers gift card. That's the perfect stocking stuffer for anybody you truly love. If you truly love them, you give them the gift of smoked Southern soul food or an older brother gift card, the gift of a fancy sandwich. That nothing says I love you more than a fancy sandwich. So hopefully you will do that. Happy holidays from our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50, brother.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. Then if you need service, same number, same people. You know who to talk to, and they can get out there and help you a lot of times the exact same day. Why? because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. I'm gonna let him. I'm gonna have to mention him by name here on the air. But friend of the show, Brad Logan, sent me. He is a Thunder 15 user today. Now you're thinking right now. I know what you're thinking. You're like, Brad Logan, the Ole Miss guy. Hey man, he's got some Bulldog family. He took care of them with a trip to Maroon & Co. Appreciate you, Brad, and appreciate all of our great listeners this year who have been taking care of their families and getting Mississippi State gear at Maroon & Co. and using the Thunder 15 code. Thunder 15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game in Starkville, make sure you head over to Maroon & Co. Saltillo, Mississippi is the home of Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And again, I know, it's Christmas Eve, and you're thinking, I've got so much left to get. I talked to somebody today who told me they hadn't done any of their shopping yet. And I was just like,
That's crazy.
You are about to be SOL. But maybe that means Scruggs out of luck. They need to go to Scruggs. They can do all their shopping in one place and get it all done there in Saltillo. Everything you're looking for the Christmas holidays is there. And hey, we just had the winter solstice. That means sunlight's going to be creeping back into our lives. It's going to be getting close to time for the grass to grow. You need to be ahead of the curve and head over to Scruggs and get a new John Deere mower today. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you own a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions regarding your land. And if you're in the market right now to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can help you with that endeavor as well. Doesn't matter what you're trying to do with your land, Good Hope Land and Timber has someone to talk to and advise you on it each and every step of the way. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, back into the mix here. Ricky Rixton, what is a realistic expectation for football season next season? What is a realistic expectation for football next season? Now that the schedule has been released. You can't really give one, Ricky. We got to know what the roster looks like. You can hit me back up if you hit me back up on January 23rd, I'll be able to tell you.
Yeah, it's just a little too early.
Yeah.
I mean, we have no idea who's going to be at certain positions as far as coaching is concerned. We have no idea who all is going to be back, who they're adding.
Right.
It's just a little too early.
Yeah. Is Brian O'Connor ready for that first Saturday night SEC crowd of 12,000 plus? I think the fact that State has had three events, the two-party animal games and then the Diamond Dog Classic, that put 10,000 plus into the stadium, he was able to see that, probably gave him a little bit of a taste of it. And he's been, you know, he's played at Ole Miss in his career, so he's seen some big crowds there. But
they're right here.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia?
No, when he was at Notre Dame.
Oh, at Notre Dame. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's seen enough baseball over the years. He's been to Omaha several times.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be anything new to him.
It'll be different for him that his team will be the one on the side of the crowd.
Yeah.
So that should
I
be
think,
fun
like
for
you
him.
Said, I mean, he's kind of seen some fairly big crowds at this point. It's it's not gonna be that big of a deal to him, but I'm sure he'll be excited about it.
Yeah. Matt McCann has this week's mascot challenge for you. Ivy League edition, Brown.
Oh. Are they Bears?
They are the Bears. Cornell.
They're also Bears, aren't
No,
they?
They're not.
They're not?
No.
What are they?
The Big Red.
The Big Red.
That's right. Shout out to our buddy J.D. Piquel.
Okay. They don't have a Bear mascot?
Cornell? I don't believe so. Cornell mascot. Oh, it is a bear. Touchdown the bear, but they are the Big Red.
Okay.
So.
Well, I thought their mascot was a bear.
All right. No, the actual, like, on-the-field mascot is a bear. Touchdown the bear.
All right.
Dartmouth.
No clue.
They're the Big Green.
The Big Green. So we have the Big Red and the Big Green.
There you go. Harvard.
They're crimson, right?
That's right. The Harvard Crimson. That's correct.
I don't.
Their mascot is a pilgrim.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then last but not least, Penn.
The Quakers.
That's right.
Mike Sokoloff's
That's
alma
right.
mater.
That's right.
And Mike Elko
Yes.
from
There you
Texas
go.
A&M. He's a Penn Quaker.
Cameron Worm.
Big Worm?
What is the, this is another one. What's the football team's ceiling in 2026? Gotta wait, guys.
Yeah,
We
let's
can't
let
tell
the
you yet.
roster get settled.
Yeah. What is your favorite Christmas tradition? What is yours?
I think we were asked this last week,
Well, it may have been, but
but
we'll revisit.
Christmas Eve service coming up later today. First Baptist Starkville, if you guys are in town, we have a 3:30 service and a 5 o'clock service. And you can come get a nice message, good music. We have candlelight, Lord's Supper, all that stuff. Communion for the Catholics.
They'll call it the Lord's Supper.
Huh?
They'll call it the Lord's Supper.
The Lord's Supper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Y'all
Well,
do it every week, though, do you?
no, we do it a few times during the year, and then on Christmas
Okay.
Eve.
It's not an
It's
every week, though.
essentially, the communion is basically recreating the Last Supper
Right.
with Jesus and the disciples, whatever. But anyway, it's that on at the church service, and then we go out to eat with we always have my parents come with us to this, which is always a special thing for me because I don't get to go to ch church much with my dad and mom. So we have that on Christmas Eve, and then we will go eat supper somewhere, Waffle House, Hibachi. I think this year we might go Mexican. They're open. One of the 12 Mexican restaurants in Starkville.
I'm gonna give you a heads up. I went to the new one, La Pasanita.
Yeah.
It's different than the other Mexican restaurants in this town.
I've heard that. That
It's
that's the
good.
one that's the one over there by you, right?
Right by my neighborhood. It's good. Go check it out. I went and
Is
ate
it
there.
more like authentic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
Yeah.
heard that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out.
That's good. Like their chips are not tortilla chips. Like they're these like I don't know how to describe them. They're like these puffy. I thought it was like a box of fr I thought it was a bowl of fried pasta when they sat it down. It's not though. They're really good though.
Really?
I don't know how to describe it.
I should. The Mexican restaurants are open on Christmas Eve, right?
They should be, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
Also,
though. Mexicans are Catholic, man. They might not be open.
that's true. No, we'll figure it out.
You'll figure it.
But anyway, that's always. And then we go home. We might go see some Christmas lights around town or something.
That's good, yeah.
We go home, and I have to watch. It's a Wonderful Life
There you
every
go.
Christmas Eve.
So, for me, my favorite, like we're doing a Christmas Eve brunch tomorrow at my sister-in-law's house. Guess what?
Love a good brunch.
I had an idea. Had something, I had a little moment of inspiration. I'm making a blueberry muffin French toast.
Okay.
I got a bunch of blueberry muffins. I'm going to cut them up, soak them in the egg, milk, sugar mixture, right? And then bake that. So it's like a twice baked blueberry muffin in the custard. I think it's going to be good.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
So that's what I'm making.
Have to report back.
My wife is making breakfast squares. We're having a bunch of some biscuits and gravy and some other stuff, some bacon and some smoked sausage. So
What's
we'll do that.
breakfast squares like
Sausage and cream
quiche?
cheese. No, sausage and cream cheese in pastry.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll come home. Christmas Eve is always me and my wife open our gifts, and then the kids get to pick one. So the way we did that, like when Aislinn was her first Christmas, I told my wife, I was like, "Hey, let's open our gifts on Christmas Eve so that the morning it's all about the kid. We're not, getting in the way of all that. It's all about Aislinn and let her have her fun day on Christmas." And we've just kept that ever since. So, and then I will read even though my kids are old, I will read the night before Christmas to them, and I will probably watch a Christmas Carol before I go to bed and a Christmas Story. So, because they start the 24 hours of
24
a Christmas
hours.
Story, I will watch it at
I
least
usually
once.
watch A Christmas Story once. I'm not a huge fan, but I will watch that once.
I love Christmas stories.
Yeah,
All right, Patton Paris. Okay, Patton, I want to let you know that last night I asked Jennifer this question because I want to see her reaction to it. So here we go. Went to a gas station and got three pieces of fish and a chicken leg. Now, first off, we're getting fish at the gas station.
I'm a little concerned about fish at a gas station.
When paying, I noticed the total was lower than expected. I asked the cashier if she charged me for everything, to which she replied, "I didn't charge you full price. They've been in the warmer for a while." Jokingly, I replied that she should have kept that a secret. With a straight face, she looks at me and said, "It's fine. It'll make a turd." Is "it'll make a turd" the new "eat your food" the starving children in Africa? No, it is not. It is not. No one needs to be saying that.
A stale cracker does that. That's his saying.
Who?
The guy, the dude from Louisiana that makes the
Oh,
huge.
Stale Cracker. He says that. I've never heard him say that.
Yeah, he says it
Okay.
all the time.
All right. I guess I've just missed it. No, you shouldn't say that. Also, do we call it a gas station or a convenience store? It's a gas station.
Gas station.
Yeah, never. I don't call it a convenience store.
But that is absolutely a thing. Like, yeah, I just gave you extra tender because that one's been sitting there long and all.
100%. It's like a baker's dozen. Yeah.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Growing up, my friend, my dad, and me would play Monopoly every time he would come over. If I had to guess, we played no less than 30 times, and I don't remember either of us ever winning. Is there a game you know you will always win against your kids? If we play Trivial Pursuit, they got 0.0% chance of beating me. 0.0.
Well,
No
right
chance.
now I feel like it's everything because I have a 7-year-old and
Yeah,
she's just kind
you're
of figuring.
different. You're different. But
Yeah.
like, yeah, no chance of that happening. Jason Witt, I'm a huge Alice in Chains fans. What are your top five Alice in Chains songs? Okay. I'm gonna go. Rain When I Die. Bleed the Freak. We Die Young. I Stay Away. Down in a Hole.
Okay. Mine is going to be, let's go, Nutshell, Wood, Man in the Box, Rooster, Down in the Hole.
Down in a Hole. You, that was in my wheelhouse right there. That was a question I was going to be able to answer.
We named,
We
I
named nine
guess,
songs.
9 different songs, and
Yeah.
we could probably go
Oh, I
deeper.
could go deeper. I could absolutely go deeper.
They have a
Yeah.
cover of Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath that's really
Very
good.
good. Also, their cover. No, that's not them. Who is that? That's Stone Temple Pilots. I was thinking of Dancing Days. But
Yeah, they
that's
cover the Stone
Stone
Temple
Temple Pilots.
Pilots those Dancing Days.
Yeah. Alice in Chains did do it. It's not Alice in Chains, but it's like the band, but Gretchen Wilson singing Barracuda.
Interesting.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Check it out. It's Alice in Chains is the band, but Gretchen Williams is singing. Gretchen
I will
Wilson, I'm
do it.
sorry. Gretchen Wilson.
We had a talent show at when I was in junior college, and I did a mashup with a band. I was playing the drums, and we did what did we do? Simple Man, and I think it was Simple Man and When I'm Gone by
Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
And then I did I played for another band, and we killed it. Like we killed the mashup
Yeah.
song, and everybody like stand ovation. The judges said it was awesome. We left the stage. We're like, dude, we're gonna win this thing.
Yeah.
And this girl named Courtney, she was in Collegians with me. It was a rock band we had in
Yeah.
like a scholarship rock band. She came up behind us and did Barracuda.
Oh.
And blew the doors off the place. And I was like, all right, that's it. We lost.
We lost. Yeah.
There's
Was
no way
Hardy
we're winning
involved
that.
in any of this?
Huh?
Was Hardy involved in any of this?
No, he wasn't, I don't think.
Oh well.
He was kind of low key. He just did the drum line. Like he
Who would
didn't
have
really
guessed?
do.
Did you have any idea at that time that he was going to be a future superstar?
No.
That's crazy.
Nobody could have. No, nobody could have predicted that. He really like, and he was kind of a goofy guy. Like he was straight edge at the time. Like
Oh.
didn't drink, didn't do drugs, didn't smoke, whatever.
Yeah.
Like so he like those guys, they put X's on their hands every day to
Yeah.
like, I don't know. He had like a he kind of had like a like a emo like skater look to him. Like the
I'd
bangs
love
and
to see that. Yeah.
the hat was like flipped up.
Yeah.
But he was very musical. Like he knew his stuff for sure. Like we would talk music and stuff, and we would sit around and play every now and then. But it was, I mean, nobody, none of us were like special at music. But I especially did not expect him to go into that. What he really did that broke him into that avenue was write. Like he became a great songwriter,
Yeah.
and then he's kind of evolved his whole like persona and all that over time.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I had no idea whatsoever.
There you go. All right, Brent Clark, who do you see winning the Premier League this season? Go ahead, Robbie.
I didn't want to bust your bubble on this.
Oh,
I
okay.
have some ideas, but I'll keep those to
I
myself.
really do think that Arsenal's, I know they're top right now, but I think City will come back and win this.
I agree.
Okay.
Hey,
Also,
doesn't it make you feel good that I just like trust that you actually do have knowledge on
I
it,
do have
and what you're
knowledge of that
saying is
situation.
probably like at least could be.
I'd love for Chelsea to get involved in the top, but they're just not there yet. They're just not. Brent also wants us to rank these 90s one-hit wonders. Tub Thumping, Sex and Candy, She's So High, Save Tonight. Sex and Candy's one.
Ooh,
That's one for me. I
that's
love
a
that one.
great one. I ain't around.
Yeah. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna, my top four will be Sex and Candy, Save Tonight, She's So High, Tub Thumping. They're all great. Being
Oh,
fourth on the list is.
you're not a fan of Chumbawamba.
I mean, they're all right.
She's so high, high above me.
Yeah.
I'll probably go Sex and Candy, Tub Thumping, She's So High, Save Tonight.
Okay, that's fine.
I was never like a huge Save Tonight fan.
That's a good song. Will Disbro, who says later his name is pronounced that way. Disbro. Disbro right here. Do you think
This
we'll go
bro.
after KD Daniels, Mario Nash, or Tristan Jernigan? I think it's no, yes, no on that. They might go after Nash, but they're not going after Daniels or Jernigan.
By the way, all of them transferring was
Zero
100%
surprise.
guaranteed.
Zero surprise
I
there.
would love to see the guys that they're like bound and determined to go out of state. I would love to see the hit rate on those players finishing their careers at
And
those schools.
John Slaughter is in the portal. I think he's on his third school from
I mean,
South
I
Alabama.
know everybody, I know transferring is high everywhere, but the percentages of these guys going out of
It's
state, and
huge.
again, it goes back to these people that are in their ears. There's these people that's like, you need to go out of state and make a name for yourself or whatever, and they hate it. The players hate it.
And then,
And
like, look at the other side of
by
that
the
is.
time they get back in the portal, like the in-state schools, they have no production, and the in-state schools have just kind of recruited over them.
Yeah, they've moved on. So.
Yeah, they haven't really projected, like they're not really getting better. I don't know, man. Like there's just so many people telling these kids, like and I'm not saying it's like they need to stay in state, but
Right.
there's a lot of kids you're doing a disservice taking them away from their families and going places that they don't really fit culture-wise. It's just weird. But yeah, Mario Nash is probably the one guy that I would probably go
You
after.
need
He's still
linemen.
fairly young.
Yeah.
And all of these guys are, but you don't really need a running back. And
Right.
I don't think he wants to come back anyways.
Right.
And Jernigan, I just don't know if he helps you.
Right. Who is a recruit? Recruit? Blah, blah, blah. Who is a recruit for state that you knew was going to be a stud but turned into a bust? Dante Walker.
He had a couple of good years.
Had a couple, but this was the number one running back in the country. And by the
Yeah, I mean, he
time,
didn't reach his potential, but
are we going to have the bus discussion again?
I don't know. Like, he actually played a lot
He
and
played a lot his
started and.
first 2 years, but then going
He
into his
played
junior
every
year,
year. He
yeah.
just
But
wasn't,
I
he just
thought he was
got
going to be a
fat there at the end.
superstar. Yeah, exactly. What about Quay Evans, who
Yes,
Elizabeth put on the
that
car
would
train?
definitely be a bust.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
There's
them, you know.
a ton. I mean, Stonka is there right now.
Stonka's getting up there. He hadn't
Yeah.
really helped at this point. He's still young, but.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't really do anything at Mississippi State because there was a coaching change, but Keaton Thompson could be on that list. I thought he was going to be the next Dak Prescott when we signed him. So
He
let's
was
go here.
okay. He gave you a bowl
Yeah,
game.
he was all right. Richard Harbison, which SEC teams are on the naughty list and on the nice list? Well, Ole Miss remains on the naughty list. They've never gotten off of that list. But LSU has joined them for sure this year with everything that's going on down there. Although it's fun to watch. It's definitely fun to watch.
Seeing Ole Miss fans cry about tampering is the greatest thing. It's a chef kiss.
It's just,
And also
oh,
you're
now it's a
complaining.
problem.
And we're also complaining about coaches being in the building that are from. Did we not tell you that this was going to happen? Did we not tell you that it was not a good idea to bring back the LSU coaches to be your offensive coaches? But you sold your soul to do that so you could host a playoff game. Got your home playoff game. Now these are the consequences of your decisions. You have coaches that have been on both sides. You have coaches that are tampering, probably with Ole Miss players trying to get in the portal. Surprise, surprise. What did you expect? And
Surprise,
also,
surprise.
when you're doing the same thing, are you going to try to expose yourselves here and what you're doing with other players around the country? Because I can guarantee you, Ole Miss coaches are talking to other players at other schools. They're doing it at every school. Nobody has set any kind of precedent on what a punishment is for tampering. Nobody's turning anybody in. Everybody's doing this, so there's no reason to complain about it because you're doing it too.
Is what it is. Are you on the naughty or nice list? I think you're on the nice list. What about me?
I've been nice this year, I think.
I say you're on the nice list. Am I on the nice list?
I believe so. I haven't heard of anything that you've done that I would consider
Yeah.
naughty.
Great. Naughty. Who has the best chance to win in the playoffs? I mean, if you made me pick, Ohio State would be my choice.
It's kind of been like ho-hum for
Sorry,
them. They
Stefan.
just run through everybody this year.
They have.
Last year they had a little drama behind them. Their fans were kind of turning on Ryan Day. When they got into the playoffs, there was like so many Tennessee fans at that game. Like I was wondering if that was going to be a home game for them, and they just turned it on in the playoffs. And since then, they've been just phenomenal. So we'll see if they keep it up. I think they got a shot. Georgia just wins ball games. I think Georgia, with the coaching staff they have, and the way that they're playing, they're not dominating everybody, but they're just winning. So I think Georgia's got a shot too. Texas Tech, we don't talk about Texas Tech much.
We don't. I. It's kind of the same thing with Indiana. Like the name brand part of it still. Like, am I really going to pick Texas Tech to win the national title? I don't.
Yeah, you just can't do it yet.
The big dog asks, who's more likely to make a game-winning drive? A video game, Jeff Lebby, Joe Moorhead, Dan Mullen, Brian Haydad, or Robbie Faulk? Video game, Brian Haydad is winning. Buddy, I'm making that game-winning drive. It's going to happen.
I think you and I have a better chance of scoring than they do on video games. Now, calling plays, we would be in
Might be a
trouble.
little different. Chris Holloman kind of asked this question already about is there a present we never got, we wanted but never got. So, but he does wish us a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you. Ethan Brazil, are y'all eggnog or holiday custard people? I had never heard of the custard until I met my wife. Ethan, I still haven't heard of the custard. What is a holiday custard? I don't like eggnog, though. I'll say that.
Eggnog's fine. I
Okay.
haven't had it in a while.
All right. Do you want it leaded or unleaded? I dislike the store-bought leaded. Well, you don't drink, so that's not a thing. Most people I
If
know
you're with your family and it's a very stressful event, you
a little
might have
eggnog.
to add a little bit
Yeah.
of liquid courage in there.
And then he gives us the recipe for George Washington's eggnog, which is 1 quart of
Oh.
cream, 1 quart of milk, 1 dozen eggs, 1 dozen tablespoons of sugar, a pint of brandy, a half pint of whiskey, a half pint of rum, and a half pint of sherry.
Good God.
First president
George
was
Washington was
drunk.
getting sloshed.
No wonder he was like, he's over there, he's like, hey, I got an idea. Let's go across the river now and kill all those Brits. Well, that's how we can do it. Let's go. Get in the boat. Everybody
George
get in the boat.
Washington has the greatest porch of all time.
Really?
When you walk out of his porch, there's the Potomac River. Like you sit on his porch and boom.
There you go. Matthew Watkins, follow up on my dream situation. Okay. I forgot last week's dream, but my recurring nightmare as a kid was smelling burnt rubber at a playground and getting swarmed by thousands of bees. That would suck. This week's dream involved a man. Did we talk to Matthew about his dreams?
Well, he last week he said. He started talking about having recurring dreams.
Okay.
And so I asked him to provide some
Oh,
kind of
like a dream
context for him
log.
so
Okay.
maybe we could talk about it.
This week's dream involved a man named Thomas who was a saint, and he's trying to kill me, Harry Potter. Just like another Saint Thomas killed a Harry Potter 30 years ago.
Well, that is just what I would probably say is he's been probably watching some Harry Potter movies, and that was
Yeah.
just on his mind, and he just jumped into the fantasy of it.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't have any deeper thoughts than that. A lot of times it's just what are you consuming,
Yeah.
and it's on your brain.
And then he wants us to rank the holidays where a large meal is shared by which one has the best food: Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Easter, etc. Thanksgiving is one.
Thanksgiving's number one.
And then probably, I would say 4th of July is two. Big
Yes.
cookout. Christmas, three. My Christmas meal is very small. It's a meat and two sides and some bread.
Christmas is about
The immediate family.
sweets.
Yes, sweets. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Easter, I mean, I like ham, but it's just okay.
Easter, we do something different every now and then.
Okay.
Sometimes we might even go out to eat on Easter,
Okay.
but
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is
yeah.
absolutely
Number
the
one.
undisputed number one.
Alexandra Watson asks us, can you explain to me the last minute shopper? I'm not talking about, oh, I just need one more thing. I mean the people who are in Academy at 11 p.m. buying $400 and $500 worth of stuff. Did you just find out about Christmas? I had a doctor's appointment today, and the lady who was checking me in, she was like, I haven't done any of my shopping yet. I'm just like, what?
Ow.
Do you like stress? I can't imagine. I have no explanation for these people.
There's no way that I would go to a
No.
mall or to a Walmart or anything today.
Yeah.
That
If we
you
were out
couldn't
of
pay me to
something,
do
we're
it.
just out. We're not, we'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
And good. Roy Lawson, rank these MSU shortstops' defensive abilities: Maniscalco, Gridley, Alexander, Frazier, Forsyth. Ranks offensively if you have the time as well.
Ridley was really good.
Forsyth had a great College World Series, but he's last. He because overall he wasn't great.
And
Who'd
then
you
I
say
would
was
do
really
Luke
good?
Alexander, probably second to last.
Yeah, who'd you say was
But he
really
was really
good?
good. Ryan Gridley.
Gridley was outstanding. Maniscalco was really good too. Frazier was solid. So you want to go Gridley, Maniscalco, Frazier, Alexander, Forsyth?
I think that's fair.
And then offensively, I would go Frazier,
Frazier's number one.
Maniscalco, Gridley, Alexander, Forsyth.
Frazier led the country in
Yeah.
hits
And then if
his
we're
senior or junior
gonna
year.
rank them by walk-off home runs and hits against Ole Miss, Luke Alexander is number one.
Correct.
Yeah. Brian McDuff, which of your high school coaches would have had the best chances of playing professionally in any big three sports league at 44 years old? You got one? I have two. Could any of your high school coaches done it?
So we had a defensive, I think he was defensive coordinator. He was a defensive coach, Cody Upton,
Okay.
who I believe is at Brandon now, Brandon or Madison Central. He's from Madison Central, who's actually defensive or special teams captain at Mississippi State under Sylvester Croom, was just a wild man, like one of those like headbutt guys
Yeah.
on the helmet kind of dudes.
Yeah.
He could have probably, well, he might be 44 now. I don't know if he could go out there, but that's probably my best bet
Okay.
is Cody Upton as a linebacker.
So two of my coaches would have been in their 40s at the time I was in high school. Coach Salmon would have in the 90, you got me, it's 1992, 93, right? So fullbacks were still a thing. He could have played fullback in the NFL. And he was the wild man, short, stout, strong guy.
Yeah.
Could have played fullback. Coach Graves, he was drafted in the minors. He played college baseball, and then played some minor league baseball. Then he hurt his arm and had to get out. But he could still throw high 80s, I think. He could have given an MLB team a couple innings.
There you go.
That's who. That's what we're gonna go with. Matt asks us, my son is a huge Carolina Panthers and Bulldogs fan, so we're taking him to the bowl game. Nice. Have either of you been to Charlotte? And if so, what do you recommend to check out? My wife has her eye on the NASCAR Hall of Fame Museum. I have not ever been to Charlotte, so I don't have anything for you. You got anything?
Charlotte's a very good city. I
Yeah.
was just there last year for basketball. City's real clean. It's walkable. The food's solid. So yeah,
All right.
I ate at a steakhouse inside a hotel there, and then I ate at a pub. That's really the only places that I ate there. And then the other times I was eating at the arena. So I don't have a lot of recommendations as far as
Okay.
meals, but it's a really cool city.
Then he says, we're going to stop at In-N-Out and have never been. Do you have any suggestions on what to order? So here's what I'm going to tell you about In-N-Out. If you just go in there and expecting an elevated fast food, you're going to be fine. If you go in there thinking it's like some miracle place, it's not. It's just cheeseburgers and French fries.
Yeah,
Make
they're
sure you ask for your fries to be well done, because otherwise they are awful. They are
oh,
stale.
soggy.
Oh, they're like mushy almost. Just get say, I want my fries well done. Other than that, man, a double double, it's a really good fast food cheeseburger. It is better than Five Guys, in my opinion, in terms of the quality of the cheeseburger. And the service is super friendly too.
I haven't been to In-N-Out.
I made a point when we were in California for the basketball tournament a few years back. I was like, I'm gonna go to In-N-Out just to say I went.
Yeah.
And it was good. It's definitely you just go for the experience more than anything else. Ford Polk, which I think this is our last question of the day. It is. What do you think? Ho, Ford. What do you think was WCW's downfall? My God, man, we've been talking for an hour. We could easily do another hour. Could
Yeah.
easily do another hour on the downfall of WCW.
I
Let's
think
just.
we would both agree that it was the corporate level of
They didn't know
Turner
wrestling. They didn't know wrestling.
Broadcasting. It was mostly like Turner Broadcasting putting their hands into stuff they didn't need to put their hands into,
And
and then probably the hiring
Vince
of
Russo.
Vince as your at Vince Russo as your head writer.
And it all start it starts with you build up this NWO versus Sting's storyline. It's 2 years into the making. You finally have the payoff match and you blow it.
Yeah.
They blew it. Like that, there was no recovering from that.
And they put so much into these like money nitros, like they kind of pulled away from the special events and the pay-per-views, and they were going to the Georgia Dome to put on a money nitro. Well, that's free. Nobody's paying for that.
Like Hogan Goldberg at the Monday Nitro, awesome visuals, and it's really cool. But that should have been a pay-per-view that you're charging thousands of dollars for seats and, you know, 50. I mean, everybody would have paid $50 to watch Hogan versus Goldberg, but you gave it away for free. I mean, just not smart.
And the other downfall was just WWF getting their crap
And they
together.
figured it out. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And last question of the before Christmas here. My wife and I just moved to our second home down here on the Florida Gulf Coast. Well, it must be nice.
Oh, big
Ford,
money.
big money. You and Dalton Lee should hang out.
Had to drop the second home in there.
Yeah. One of the worst experiences I've ever been a part of. The mortgage company didn't have the intelligence to scroll to page two on one of our documents for 2 weeks. Have you ever had a similar experience? I used to do a podcast with Bob Carskadden. That's for you, Rob. That's my gift to you right
That's somebody not having enough intelligence for
Yeah.
you.
No. I mean, I'm trying to think. Do I have one that like really stands out? I don't. I'm trying to think of like a Papa John's related one of somebody who. Oh no, I do have one, and it's one of my favorite stories to tell. I worked, so it's I came in on New Year's Day. I'm the opening manager on New Year's Day. I used to like to work New Year's Day, get off at like 4 o'clock and then go watch football the rest of the day, right? Because I've never been much of a go out on New Year's Eve guy. So when I would come in the day after in the morning, I would look at the previous night, right? Be like, I want to look at the sales, look at all the numbers, make sure everything looks right. So I'm looking at it and I'm going, wait a minute, why is their food cost so out of whack? Like on a normal night, the food cost would be like 30% of your sales, right? 27 to 30%. It's like 250%. It's like they gave away food. I'm looking and I look and I know where to look. And so I'm looking at reports and stuff and I figured it out. They had zeroed out the inventory. The closing night manager had zeroed out the inventory for the night. And so, what they did in doing that was they screwed up 2 fiscal years worth of inventory because it was December 31st, right? So the fiscal year is screwed up, and now it's going to be screwed up for the rest of the year because I got to fix it this day. And I remember I called our area supervisor, and I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. And I was just like, these idiots. It's like, wasn't me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
At least you weren't implicated.
I was the assistant manager, so it's not like I even trained these people or hired them. I got no blame. I was dying. I was laughing so hard. He's like, "Well, you got to call the manager." I was like, "Oh, I will. Don't worry." I called him, and he wasn't even awake. I woke him up, and I was like, "You better be sitting down, buddy, because here we go." And he was just like, "They did what?" I was like, "Yeah, they zeroed out the inventory." Those same two people, by the way. It was a similar thing. I came in after a football game and I'm looking at the numbers and I'm like, this just doesn't look right. Like, what did they do? And I went back and I found it. So that was back when Papa John's sold pizzas at the stadium.
Yeah,
They
I loved that.
canceled the order, which had happened. They had made the pizzas and all that, but they made it look like they hadn't. And so they just basically took $3,000, $4,000 worth of sales and took it away. And they were
Good
wondering why they were
Lord.
so high, big over on cash and everything. I was like, "You idiots!"
Did they get fired?
They did not, but whatever. So yes, those are my two stories.
Very good.
All right, have a Merry Christmas, guys. Robbie and I will be back next week. So our schedule next week, we should be good. We won't have a Friday pod. Well, that's well, we'll no, we will. We'll have to record two pods in one day, Robbie, because we want to have one for Friday for the bowl game. Three P's, but we don't want to record on New Year's Day either. So we'll do
Got
that. We'll make it work. Have a great Christmas, guys. Appreciate you very much. And we love you and thank you for listening all year long. Robbie and I really, really appreciate it. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.